Morning code, coffee steams.
From archive to your ears, this is Daily Tech Feed from the Labs. Your comprehensive, encyclopedic compendium of all things research. Following the latest trends on archive.org, that's ARXIV.org. This is Frontier Science. I'm Fry.
And I'm Bob. Great to be here, Fry.
From the labs.
Fresh grass, wild schemes, new worlds in a PDF beam. Daily tech feed from the labs.
Three labs, 48 hours. Every single one of them said the same thing. Here, take it. It's yours.
February 11th and 12th, 2026. In the span of 2 days, three Chinese AI laboratories independently released frontier-class language models under open licenses. Not research demos, not limited previews, full-weight, production-ready models that match or exceed GPT 5.2 and Claude Opus 4.5 on major benchmarks.
And they just gave them away. Apache, MIT, take it, build with it, sell it, we don't care. While the Western labs are still charging $20 a million tokens, three Chinese labs looked at the frontier and said, nah, this belongs to everyone.
Let's walk through each one because the details matter as much as the gesture. Story 1, Step 3.5 Flash, the efficiency king. Step Fund, based in Shanghai, released Step 3.5 Flash on February 11th, and the headline number is almost absurd, 11 billion active parameters, from a total model size of nearly 200 billion.
11 billion! That's it! You can run this thing on a Mac Studio, a desktop computer, and it scores 97.3% on AIM 2025. That's the American Invitational Mathematics Exam. Frontier math on a desktop.
The architecture is sparse, mixture of experts, 288 routed experts plus one shared expert that's always active, and for any given input, only 8 experts fire. That gives you this extraordinary ratio, 5.6% of the model is active at inference time. The rest is standing by, specialized, waiting for its moment.
So you've got this massive brain with 288 specialized regions, and for any question, it picks the 8 most relevant ones and ignores the rest. That's not brute force. That's elegance.
And here's something rather fascinating. StepFun published a 45-page archive paper, full technical report, architecture ablations, training details, a novel reinforcement learning algorithm called MISPO. Metropolis Independent Sampling Filtered Policy Optimization. It solves a genuinely hard problem. How do you do stable off-policy reinforcement learning at scale with a mixture of experts model? Expert collapse is a real failure mode, where certain experts stop being selected and effectively die. MISPO addresses that directly.
And they published it. They didn't just drop the weights, they dropped the recipe. The whole thing. Here's how we built it. Here's what went wrong along the way. Here's how we fixed it. When was the last time OpenAI published a real technical report? When was the last time Anthropic told you their training details?
The throughput numbers are also striking, 100 to 350 tokens per second via their multi-token prediction system. They call it MTP3, predicting 4 tokens per forward pass, trained on 17.2 trillion tokens with an improved Muon optimizer.
100 to 350 tokens per second. On hardware you can actually buy. That's not a research curiosity. That's a product.
Story 2, Minimax M2.5, the cost to... Minimax, also out of Shanghai, released M2.5 on February 12th. And if Step 3.5 Flash is about efficiency per compute, Minimax is about efficiency per dollar.
15 cents per million input tokens. Let me say that again. 15 cents. Opus 4.5 charges $3. GPT 5.2 charges $2.50. Minimax just walked in and said, "Yeah, we'll do that for 15 cents.
230 billion total parameters, roughly 10 billion active, even more sparse than Step 3.5 Flash at 4.3% utilization. They offer two variants, M2.5 standard at 50 tokens per second and M2.5 Lightning at 100 tokens per second for double the price, which is still a fraction of what Western labs charge.
Intelligence, too cheap to meter. That's their actual pitch. And they're not wrong. At 15 cents per million tokens, you stop thinking about cost entirely. You just build. You experiment. You fail fast because failure costs nothing.
The standout benchmark is StreeBench Verified, where Minimax scores 80.2%. For context, Claude Opus 4.5 scores 80.9. That's a gap of 0.7%. 0.7% between an open weight model at 15 cents and a closed model at $3.
20 times the price for less than 1% improvement. That's not a moat. That's a puddle.
Minimax also built something they call Forge, an agent-native reinforcement learning framework with over 200,000 real-world training environments. And during training, an emergent behavior appeared. The model began writing specification documents before coding, planning like an architect. Nobody programmed that. It just started doing it.
The model taught itself to plan. You know what that tells me? The architecture works. When you give a model enough signal from real-world environments, it doesn't just get better at coding. It gets better at thinking about coding. It's a qualitative shift.
And the iteration speed is remarkable. Minimax went from M2 to M2.5 in 3.5 months. That's faster than any major Western labs release cadence.
3.5 months. 3 major versions. While we're over here waiting 6 months for a point release.
Story 3, GLM-5, the geopolitical bombshell. Shipu AI, based in Beijing and trading as ZAI, released GLM-5 on February 11th. And this one changes the conversation entirely.
744 billion parameters, 40 billion active, trained entirely on Huawei Ascend 910 chips, zero NVIDIA. Not one. Let that sink in. The United States government spent years building an export control regime specifically designed to prevent Chinese companies from training frontier AI models, chip restrictions, entity lists. Zhipu AI is literally on the Commerce Department's entity list, and they just trained a 744 billion parameter model that beats GPT 5.2 on multiple benchmarks, on domestic hardware.
The benchmarks tell the story. Browse Comp 75.9, that's the highest score of any model, open or closed. Tau Squared Bench 89.7, also best in class. Sui Bench 77.8, HLE with tools 50.4.
Best Browse Comp score of any model. Open or closed. Period. Trained on chips that America said couldn't do this.
The architecture follows the same sparse Mo pattern. 256 total experts, 8 active per token, 40 billion active from 744 billion total, giving roughly 5.4% utilization. They used DeepSeek's sparse attention mechanism and trained on 28.5 trillion tokens.
And they stealth-tested it first. Before the official launch, they put it on OpenRouter under the name Pony Alpha, let people benchmark it blind. Nobody knew it was GLM-5, and it was already competitive.
Shipu also completed a Hong Kong IPO on January 8th, raising $558 million. They're the first publicly traded foundation model company in the world. The model came out a month after the IPO.
$558 million raised. Model released within a month. MIT license, That's not a company hoarding its crown jewels. That's a company that believes the value is downstream. Build the model. Give it away. Capture value from the ecosystem.
Now let's step back and observe the pattern, because the most significant technical story here might not be any individual model. It's that all three made the same architectural choice. Story 4. The Moe Consensus. All three models are a sparse mixture of experts. All three activate between 4 and 6% of their total parameters at inference time. Step 3.5 flash, 11 billion active from 196. Minimax, 10 billion from 230. GLM5, 40 billion from 744.
Three different labs, three different cities, three different chip suppliers, and they all arrived at the same answer, sparse Moe. The debate is over.
Dense transformers at this scale are finished for practical deployment. The mathematics are straightforward. If you can achieve frontier performance while activating only 5% of your parameters, the cost advantage is overwhelming. You get the capacity of a massive model with the inference cost of a small one.
It's like having a hospital with 300 specialists on staff, but for any given patient, you only need 8 of them in the room. You don't fire the other 292. You just don't pay them to stand around while you're doing a knee replacement.
The nuances in their approaches are worth noting. StepFun chose extreme expert count, 288 routed experts. Minimax kept the same architecture as their prior M2 model and focused on training improvements. GLM5 went with fewer but larger experts, 256 total with 8 active and compensated with raw scale.
Three different paths up the same mountain, and they all made it to the summit.
Story 5. The Researchers. These models didn't materialize from nowhere. The people behind them are some of the most accomplished AI researchers in the world, and their stories tell you something important about how Chinese AI reached this moment. StepFun was founded by three former Microsoft veterans. The CEO, Jiang Daxin, was a vice president at Microsoft and chief scientist at Microsoft Software Technology Center Asia. But the name that jumps off the author list is Harry Shum. Hyung-Yung Shum, known as Harry, is a living legend of Chinese AI. He was executive vice president of AI and research at Microsoft, one of the highest-ranking Chinese executives in American tech history. Before that, he ran Microsoft Research Asia.
MSRA. If you know one thing about Chinese AI, know that name. Microsoft Research Asia trained an entire generation. The alumni list reads like a who's who. DeepSeek, SenseTime, Face++, Megvia. The people who are now building China's AI frontier, Harry Shum trained them.
He was a PhD student of Raj Reddy, the Turing Award winner at Carnegie Mellon, ACM Fellow, IEEE Fellow. And now his name is on an open source model that competes with Microsoft's own partner, OpenAI.
The student became the teacher, and then the teacher left and built something that makes the old school look slow.
Minimax is the story of Yan Junjie, and it's a remarkable one. PhD in AI at 25, vice president of SenseTime at 27, founded Minimax at 31, billionaire at 36. After Minimax's Hong Kong IPO in January, he has roughly 200 academic papers and 30,000 citations, and he's both CEO and CTO. The only leader among these three who wears both hats.
36 years old, $3.2 billion, 200 papers, and he's running the lab and the company. This isn't some MBA who hired smart people. This is a researcher who also happens to be building a business empire.
His vision, intelligence too cheap to meter, comes directly from his SenseTime experience deploying computer vision at massive scale. He learned what happens when you make AI cheap enough that people stop thinking about the cost. And then there's Tang Ji at Jipu AI, professor at Tsinghua University, ACM fellow. He literally invented the GLM architecture. GLM stands for General Language Model. He designed it in his lab, trained the first version at the Jinan Supercomputing Center, and then spun it out into a company.
A professor built the architecture, trained the first model at a supercomputer center, turned it into a company, took it public, got sanctioned by the United States government, and then released a 744 billion parameter model under MIT license. On Huawei chips? That's not just a research career, that's a statement.
His co-founder, Li Wanzi, is also a Tsinghua professor. Her expertise in knowledge graphs and factual reasoning is directly reflected in GLM-5's record-low hallucination rate. Jipu AI is essentially Tsinghua's computer science department commercialized. Story 6. What it means. So where does this leave us? Three frontier models, all open weight, all within single-digit percentage points of the best closed models on the planet.
It leaves us exactly where the game theory always said we'd end up. Open wins. It wins because it compounds. Every researcher on Earth can now build on top of these models, fine-tune them, distill from them, combine techniques from one with architectures from another. The closed labs are competing with three models. The open ecosystem is competing with the collective ingenuity of everyone.
The gap between open and closed is now vanishingly small on most benchmarks. Minimax at 80.2 on Swibench versus Opus at 80.9. Step 3.5 Flash at 97.3 on AIM versus anything anyone else has published. GLM5 holds the outright record on BrowseComp.
And the cost gap goes the other direction. The open models are 10 to 20 times cheaper. So you're paying 20 times more for less than 1% improvement. How long do you think that math holds? How long before every startup, every enterprise, every developer just says, "Yeah, the open one's fine"?
The export control question is perhaps the most consequential. GLM5 proves definitively that restricting NVIDIA chip exports to China has not prevented frontier AI development. It has, arguably, accelerated it by forcing domestic hardware innovation.
You tried to build a wall. They built a ladder. And then they open-sourced the ladder. That's the part that should keep policymakers up at night. Not that China built frontier AI on domestic chips, but that they gave it away for free. The export controls didn't just fail to contain the technology, they motivated the people building it to make damn sure it spreads everywhere.
February 11th and 12th, 2026. The week three Chinese labs looked at the frontier and decided it should be a public good. The moat is no longer the model. It's what you build on top.
And it always was. We just needed someone to prove it. Three labs, 48 hours. The frontier is free. Go build something.
This podcast is entirely AI generated. Scripts written by Claude Opus 4.6. Voices rendered by Tianwen 3TTS. That's Quen 3TTS for us English speakers. Find Daily Tech Feed from the labs on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever fine podcasts are distributed. All of our shows here at Daily Tech Feed are available at pod.c457.org. Not affiliated with any companies or researchers discussed. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Daily tech feed from the labs. Tiny sparks turning into maps. Archive pages in a gentle sway. Tomorrow's tricks in my ears today.